Supporters of publicly funded campaign finance are watching Massachusetts, where a citizens group has a case before the Commonwealth's highest court. Massachusetts voters approved a campaign finance law, but the legislature has never released the money to fund it. The citizens group wants to force lawmakers to act. Some people say this case could affect both public campaign financing efforts nationwide and the ballot initiative process. From Boston, Philip Martin reports.
Democrat Warren Tolman wants to be the next governor of Massachusetts, and to achieve that goal, he needs money. And though he holds a voucher in his hands for hundreds of thousands of dollars in public campaign funding, he's not very happy.
Basically, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts has issued this payment voucher for $811,000, indicating that I have complied with all the requirements of the Clean Elections Law. I've got enough signatures, enough contributions to certify me as a bona fide candidate for governor, and that this is supposed to be worth $811,000 at the comptroller's office in Massachusetts.
But Tolman's voucher actually is about as valuable as an Argentine peso. That's because the Massachusetts legislature has decided against releasing the $23 million set aside for the past 2 years to finance the 1998 voter-approved Clean Elections Law. The law encourages candidates to apply for campaign funding from a state account rather than relying on lobbyists and PACs. Candidates who accept the law's provisions are restricted to individual contributions of $100 or less. Warren Tolman is the first to qualify. And with the hope of collecting his money, he has joined a lawsuit that is being heard by the state's highest court. John Bonifaz, the director of the National Voters Rights Institute, is the lead lawyer for the plaintiffs.
They have tried everything else. They have passed this law. They have fought for the funding. They now have nowhere else to turn, and this court has the duty to interpret the constitutional language at stake here. And there is no longer any other remedy.
Bonifaz says that funding for the Clean Elections Law is mandated by an amendment to the state's constitution, which gives voters the power to create laws in the face of, quote, a recalcitrant legislature. And says Bonifaz, there's no one more recalcitrant on the issue of clean elections than the powerful House Speaker Thomas Finneran, a defendant in the lawsuit. Finneran sees it differently.
The law is very cunningly named. Clean elections, it's very hard to be opposed to the notion of clean elections. It has sort of this utopian veneer. It's like peace on earth. Who could possibly be opposed to peace on earth?
Speaker Finneran says that Massachusetts already has a way to pay for public financing of campaigns in the form of a check off on tax forms. He says that once you peel back the layers of the Clean Elections Law, its details clash with political reality.
It is profoundly absurd to suggest that you can take money out of politics. In this day and age, where we've gone away from the soapbox on the corner where people had no choices, with the multiplicity of cable channels, broadcast channels, radio, and the like, there is only one effective way to communicate one's message. And the media do not give candidates a free buy. So if you are a candidate, you have to find a way to go out and raise money.
This fall, the legislature cut over $1 billion from the state budget, and many lawmakers think it's frivolous to now spend millions to finance the Clean Elections Law. Opinion on the street is mixed. Ed Williams voted for the law, but now thinks it should take a back seat to other spending priorities.
Concerning, like, city streets, children's programs, it could be anything.
But Sue Beaton, who works with Boston's homeless, says Finneran and the legislature should fund the law despite cuts in social service programs.
In order to get more democracy up on that hill, I think we need to get more people access to that system. And I would like to sort of see more common kind of folk be able to access a place in the political process.
To that end, plaintiffs in the Clean Elections lawsuit say they hope that the Supreme Judicial Court will rule in their favor. Massachusetts is one of four states where voters have passed clean election laws since 1996. But unlike the stalemate here, the programs in Maine, Vermont, and Arizona are up and running with candidates using public financing pools like the one that Massachusetts refuses to fund. Gubernatorial candidate Warren Tolman, still holding the funding voucher in his hands, says if the court rules against them, he will take the battle for public financing directly to House Speaker Tom Finneran with this message.
We're not going to go away. We're going to keep pushing this law until it is implemented consistent with the will of two-thirds of the people of Massachusetts. So you ought to do the right thing because we're going to be the biggest pain in the neck you've ever had until you fund it.
Sometime in the next few days, Massachusetts' highest court is expected to rule on whether the state legislature should pay the cost of reform. For NPR News, I'm Philip Martin in Boston.